Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to a Friday edition of Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we want to hear from you on today's Basic Gospel program. If you have a Bible question or some issue of living the Christian life, well, here's your opportunity to get your question answered, and you can do that on today's Basic Gospel program at 844-322-2742. Give us a call right now, and whenever you choose, you can do that, of course, overnight, 844-322-2742, and we'll get to your question as quickly as we can on the program and discuss your particular issue. But right now, I want you to call 844-322-2742 because it is Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Happy Friday to you, and happy Friday to all of our listeners and to all of you for this weekend. Happy Father's Day. Those of you who are fathers, you play a special role in the lives of your entire family, and God bless you for just being you. So happy Father's Day early to you. Today, Bob, I want to read a passage out of 1 Thessalonians. It's at the very end of Paul's letter, and it says this: "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ."
Yeah.
Now, this isn't something that he is hoping will happen for the Thessalonians or for you and me. This is a statement of fact that the God of peace himself is going to sanctify us completely, and he will keep our whole spirit, soul, and body blameless for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a done deal. This isn't something that we're going to, you know, as we approach our death, as we the coming of the Lord approaches, this isn't something that we kind of wring our fingers or hands together and say, will I make it? Am I going to be blameless on that day? Will God find me the way I'm supposed to be? Well, if it's up to us, the answer to that is probably no. Yeah. But here's the good news. It's not up to us, and that's what this verse 24 is all about. He who calls you is faithful. Again, we've been talking about God's faithfulness all week. And here's how he's going to prove himself to be faithful. He will surely do it. So the God of peace is going to sanctify you through and through, and he is going to preserve you to the end, blameless on the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this is confirmed in the little letter of Jude at the very end of the Bible before Revelation. We see this, if I can find it.
It's always now, good.
Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. So who is able to keep us from stumbling? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's the promise. And he is faithful, and he is going to deliver on that promise, and he is going to present us blameless before the presence of his glory at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So two powerful passages that talk about what's up ahead for us. The day when Jesus Christ returns, we don't have to fear that day. We don't have to shrink back from that day. We can look forward to that day with confidence, boldly approach that day. Why? Because God has promised that he is going to deliver us blameless before the Lord Jesus Christ. He who called us is faithful. He will surely do it. Talk about good news. And so we have nothing to fear. We can be confident for the day of judgment because of the work of Jesus Christ on our behalf and because of the preserving nature of the grace of God. The grace of God is going to enable us to persevere blameless to the end.
I just want to know when we're going to finally get to the really good news, Bob. Man, if that's not good news, I don't know what is. Thank you for sharing that, my friend. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. The lines are wide open at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. And friends, of course, it is the end of our fiscal year on June 30th, And we have a dollar-for-dollar matching gift challenge to double the impact of your gift to support the message of grace in Jesus Christ that you hear every day on this broadcast of Basic Gospel. It's a $20,000 matching gift opportunity, and every dollar you give of that amount will be doubled. But we need your help to make it happen, especially as we approach the end of our fiscal year on the 30th. So please click donate at basicgospel.net. And as you do, be sure to request your copy of our thank you resource. It's called Love Is, an in-depth look at the love that God has for you and for me. Again, just click donate at basicgospel.net. Once again, the phone number, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open. We would love to hear from you live on Basic Gospel, so call now, 844-322-2742. And Bob, in the meantime, this call came in off hours. Let's listen.
Yes, my name is Lulu from Washington State, and I've been listening to your program for a few years, and I thank God for you all that I came into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm in love with Jesus because of you. Anyway, there's a person that say that you can walk away from God because of the prodigal son. He left home. Thank you so much. Your program is wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you.
That's a thrill to our hearts, Bob.
Yes, it is. And Lulu, thanks for sharing those encouraging words. And, To say that you're in love with Jesus, boy, you can sense that and feel that. Those aren't just words coming from your mouth. Those are heartfelt.
Yes.
And we appreciate that we've had a part in that to introduce you to the love of Jesus Christ so that you can respond back to him in love. It's not that we love him, it's that he loved us first.
Right.
And that's what this program is all about, introducing and connecting people to the love of Jesus Christ so they too can say, just like Lulu, I'm in love with Jesus Christ. I'm depending upon him. I'm trusting him. I'm walking by faith in the one who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, Lulu, as far as your question about walking away from God, there are certainly many people who have professed with their lips to be saved, professed with their lips a knowledge of God, professed with their lips maybe a prayer of salvation, something along those lines, and then they departed from the faith, so to speak. Well, what does that say about them? Well, they went out from among us, as John said, because they were never really a part of us. So if somebody is walking away, it's walking away from something that they've never fully digested, they've never fully partaken of. They've just come to the edge, they've dabbled with it, they've examined it, and then they've come to the point and said, this isn't for me. So they've walked away. So what is that person? Well, he was never saved to begin with, and the walking away is confirmation that he remains lost, he remains dead in trespasses and sins. But for those of us who are in Christ, and that's the operative word, being in Christ. So we're either in Adam, dead spiritually, or in Christ, fully alive spiritually. And once we've been transferred out of Adam and placed into Christ, that is a permanent transaction. We are in Christ eternally. Now, here's the good news. Those of us who are in Christ, we've also received the gift of God's Spirit. So God has sent his Spirit to take up residence in us. And God's Spirit has joined himself with our human spirit. So we are one with God's Spirit. So that's a union. And that union is sealed. It's protected. God has put us in Jesus's hands. We are also in God the Father's hands. And as Jesus said, no one can snatch us out. So our position in Christ is secure. And we even see kind of the eternal nature of it in Ephesians 2:6. It says that we've been made alive together with Christ and that we've been seated with Christ in the heavenlies. So we see the eternal nature of this salvation that we have in Christ Jesus. So it's impossible to walk away from Jesus. Why? Because Jesus lives in you. And maybe you've been confronted with a temptation from the world. Maybe you've succumbed to a desire of the flesh. Well, that just means that you've given in to a temptation or that you've given in to a desire of the flesh. That doesn't change what Jesus has accomplished for you. It doesn't change the fact that he died for your sins. It doesn't change the fact that he was buried and that on the third day he was raised back to life. And it doesn't change the fact that he saved you by grace through faith and made you fully alive in Jesus. All it means is you had a moment of kind of stupidity, so to speak, spiritual stupidity and giving in to those things. And once you do, you realize, hey, gosh, that's not who I am. That's not what I should be all about. Why? Because I've been made new. I remember, Bob, and I know you've had this experience as well, that once you come to Christ and you have that new identity, you know, when you're first trying to get your roots deep into Christ, you're still trying to figure it all out. How does this Christian life really work? Well, a lot of times you kind of look back to your old life and you go back to doing some of the things that you used to do. And when you do, you have this realization. It's like, gosh, I don't belong there anymore. Yeah, yeah. I just don't fit with this anymore. Well, why do you say that? Because you've been made new. Your spirit has been made alive and Christ's spirit lives in you. So even though you can give in to some temptations, you're doing so as a new creature in Christ. You're doing so with God's spirit inside of you, and God's spirit is going to shine a pretty bright light on that and contrast it to your identity in him, and that will be confirmation that you truly belong to Jesus Christ. So once you're saved, you can never lose that salvation. You can never walk away from Jesus. Why? Because Jesus has given himself to you. Now his life is your life. His life is an indestructible life. And his life is going to be in you forever.
Forever. Lulu, hope you're listening and hope that's a help to you. And thank you for blessing us here at Basic Gospel by the sharing of your testimony. We loved hearing from you. We love hearing from all of you, our listeners, and we've had literally a veritable plethora of calls that have come in overnight off hours. And let's listen to another one of those right now.
Well, my question is, as far as the verse where if we're lukewarm, what does that mean? Does that mean, you know, I don't think that we can lose our salvation, but I guess if we're not living in the right way, I just don't understand exactly that verse particularly. So, thank you.
Well, that verse comes from Revelation 3. It's a message from the Lord to the church at Laodicea. Laodicea was a church in what we know of as Turkey, I believe, and it was positioned in between two other towns, Colossae and Hierapolis, and both of those towns had springs. Colossae was known for, I think, its cold freshwater springs, and Hierapolis was known for its hot water springs. Laodicea was stuck in the middle, and they had to get water piped from either place. But by the time it reached them, it had lost its original temperature and was merely lukewarm. So he uses that. The Apostle John uses that under the inspiration of the Spirit to point out the indifference that had settled in at the church at Laodicea. And they were very, very complacent. They were depending upon their wealth, their riches, and they were saying, we don't need a thing. And oftentimes we see that in the world today when all everything is going well and good. We think, hey, we don't really need the Lord. And then we find out really soon that that's just not the case. Well, so John was trying to jumpstart them and get them out of their indifference. And again, it's a message to a church. It's not about individuals. So as we just discussed with Lulu, once you're saved, you're always saved. This isn't God saying, hey, if you don't perform up to my standards, I'm kicking you out. No. This is just a message to the church trying to get them out of their indifference.
Absolutely. Well, we love, as I said, hearing from our listeners and friends. We'd love to hear from you right now. If you'd like to pick up that phone and give us a call at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, of course, the end of the fiscal year is coming, Bob, and I know that our friends always step up and help us under God's direction. He always works through his people to see the needs met, and I know this year is going to be no different. So I know you'd like to share your heart insofar as what we're facing as possible carryover debt toward the end of this month.
Well, the fiscal year end is always important for Basic Gospel, for any ministry. We want to close the books in a very positive way. We want to end in black ink, not red ink. We want to have all of our station pay taken care of and all of our bills satisfied, just like any organization, and we certainly need your help. But all of that goes to continue to get the good news of Jesus Christ out to as many people as possible. Yeah. That's what your gift is going to do. Help us share the good news. Help us connect people to the love of Jesus Christ, to tell them that God is love, to tell them that God has dealt with their sins once and for all in the person and work of Jesus Christ, to tell them about the abundant life that is available to them by grace through faith in Jesus, to tell believers about the freedom that they have in Christ, to enjoy the fullness of his life day in and day out, to help people really experience peace and contentment and joy. And all of those things that this gospel message provides by grace. So your gift will help us do that. And right now we have a fantastic opportunity, a way in which your gift will be doubled. It's the Basic Gospel $20,000 Matching Gift Challenge. So you give a gift today and effectively doubles it. And what that means, it doubles its impact, it doubles its reach, it enables you to reach even more people with your gift today. So let's all join together, let's finish this fiscal year strong, let's rejoice in the blessings of God, and let's continue to together co-labor in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
And you can join us, friends, as we've said, at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks. We have a question on the board. It's this. Says, I'm 40 years old, was saved at 9, and I'm still learning that God loves me. I didn't realize how much damage religion has done to how I see God and receive him. It's been a struggle trying to reprogram. Well, Tiffany, you're proclaiming a story that is all too common, sadly, all too common. And the reason that we struggle in trying to reprogram is because we've looked at God through the eyes of sin and death for so long. And when we look at God through the eyes of sin and death, we're going to see him as judgmental. We're going to see him as demanding, as exacting, and if we don't measure up, we're going to be subject to his ire, to his anger, to his wrath. And so that's what the gospel does. It puts a new lens over our spiritual eyes. So it takes away sin and death and puts the lens of grace and life on these spiritual eyes of ours so that we can see God for who he really is. Now, the gospel declares that God is love. God so demonstrated his love for you and me that in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. So the cross of Jesus Christ is a demonstration of the love of God for you and for me. And it takes the Spirit of God to put new lenses on the spiritual eyes of ours so that we can see that and in turn respond to it through faith. So it's by grace through faith. So what you want to do, Tiffany, is to say, Lord, I want you to erase kind of all that old programming in my mind, erase all that negative thinking, all of those lies, all of those errors that I had concerning you. And I want you to fill this mind of mine with truth. Now, God has promised to do that. He is going to renew your mind. He is going to renew your mind with truth, and in renewing your mind, bring about a transformation in your life. But here's what I say to everybody who has this struggle. Start with the cross. There is where God demonstrated his love for you. There's where Jesus Christ took away your sins once and for all. So usually when you're struggling with the love of God, it's because you still fear that God is going to punish you for your sins. You're still fearful of impending judgment. Well, that's where you have to keep going back to the cross, back to what Christ accomplished through his death there, and saying that all of the judgment, all of the punishment for your sins, every single one of them, went upon Jesus. He took your sins. He bore your sins in his body. So there's no more punishment left for you. Now, that's hard for us to really take in and believe immediately, but if we will keep focusing on that and keep our attention right there, we're going to see this confidence start to grow inside of us, and we'll come to that point that we know that we know that we know that God loves us and that absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. So Tiffany, start at the cross. Start with the fact that Jesus Christ took away your sins once and for all, and the fact that when you receive Jesus, you received forgiveness. In him is redemption, the forgiveness of sins. John says this, I write to you little children, your sin, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. Paul writes in Colossians that he forgave all of your sins. So if he forgave all of your sins, how many of your sins have gone unpunished? Absolutely zero. So how much punishment is left for you? Absolutely zero. So rejoice in that. That's the love of God that has been shed in your life.
Yes.
Let that truth really build some confidence inside of you, and I guarantee you, you will go forth knowing that God loves you and nothing can separate you from his love.
Good news, good news. And friends, thank you for being here to hear the good news today. A reminder that we have this great resource we'd like to send to you as our way of saying thanks for your gift to keep the message of love, grace, and life in Jesus Christ going forward. It's called Love Is, and we'll send you a copy as you make your gift to support Basic Gospel this month. June, of course, is the end of our fiscal year, and it's vital that we close the year with airtime and all the other expenses of operation paid in full. So we ask you and everyone to give something extra this month if you can. Any amount helps, and every dollar will be matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000. So please help us make that happen, and we'll say thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of our resource, Love Is. Just click donate at basicgospel.net. Keep in mind, too, that if you have questions concerning the Christian life or a Bible passage you can't quite understand, maybe an issue you're finding hard to deal with, well, give us a call at 844-322-2742, and you'll hear your question discussed on the program this coming week. Again, that's 844-322-2742. And here's your invitation to join Bob Christopher online for Sunday Morning Live, 9:30 Central, on either Facebook or YouTube. Easy links appear at the top of our homepage, basicgospel.net. That's 9:30 Central for Sunday Morning Live this Sunday and every Sunday with Bob Christopher. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, wishing you a great weekend in and because of the Lord Jesus Christ, and inviting you to join us again on Monday for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.